إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu encouraged us to use our intelligence and to use our thinking and to use our logic and to use our reasoning powers, which are all given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to understand this deen and to live by it, to act upon it and to live by it. Islam does not promote and does not demand blind faith. Islam demands faith with intelligence, faith with proof. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this about all his anbiya, that they came with clear signs, they came with clear evidence of the wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they asked their people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no other, because no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. That also is not a statement of faith alone, that is also a statement of logic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like anything among the creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like anything in the makhluq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any attributes of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep, does not get tired, does not do any of the things which human beings or any other creatures do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from huwa samad. He is free from all needs of all kinds. Nobody can help him, nobody can give him anything, and nobody can take anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is our creator and our sustainer. And that is where the whole issue of logic and so on comes in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in his signs, in the alternation of the day and the night, and the creation of the heavens and the earth, there are signs for people of intelligence. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people of intelligence. And in that context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also described who are those people. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said these are people who have submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and their entire life is on the way that is shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Their entire life is focused on this deen which is shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. They make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, which means that they are conscious of Allah and they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of their lives. Standing, sitting and lying down, and they do research and they think about and they reflect on the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the qualities of the people of intelligence, those who have recognized their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and are obedient to him, and who do research in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find out more and more, the result of which is رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their yaqeen on the meeting with Allah, their yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. And they say, O Allah, you have not created all of this pointlessly, you have not created all of this in vain, you have created all of this with a purpose, and save us from the hellfire. Meaning that they are also focused now on the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are saying, O Allah, save us from punishment. The reason I am saying this is because negative effects of intelligence is that in the name of intelligence, intelligence disappears. And instead of seeing the truth, the brain and logic and so-called intelligence involves us in all kinds of convoluted thinking, all kinds of confused thinking that leads us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and into the lap of shaitan. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also in Surah Al-Mulk, where he said that people will say, the people of who will be led into the hellfire, they will say as they are going, the malaika will ask them, Alam yatikum nazir, did nobody come to warn you? Did nobody inform you that one day you will meet Allah? They will say, Qalu bala qad ja'ana nazirun fakadzabna wa qulna ma nazalallahu min shay in antum illa fi dhalalin kabir. Of course, people came. They came to warn us. They told us, but we did not heed the warning. We told them, you are liars. Nothing has come from Allah. And you are in great error. So we lambasted and we criticized the warners who came to warn us. وَلَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ وَنَاقِلُ مَا كُنَّا أَصْحَابِ السَّيْرِ فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُقَلْ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّيْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they will say that if we had intelligence, we would not have been among the people of the hellfire. They will say very clearly, if we had intelligence, if we could really think. So in this world we thought we could think, in this world we thought we were very intelligent, but if we really had intelligence, we would not be among the people of the hellfire. So intelligence is that which saves us from the hellfire. Now obviously, in the ayat of Surah Al Imran, which I recited before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us and telling us about two kinds of intelligence. One is intelligence where there are no boundaries to how far we can go. There are no boundaries to how far we can think. We are free to exercise our intelligence and questioning and so on and so forth to the limit that, whatever limit there is, right? So there is no limit to that, which is the research and the thinking and the intelligence which relates to this dunya. فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ whatever يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are people who reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Total, completely. There is no limit to that. There is no limit to the extent to which science can go, the extent to which we can reason and we can argue. Absolutely no problem. But the other side of it, which is the other intelligence, where يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. This intelligence is also very intelligent. But this intelligence is intelligent enough to recognize its boundaries. Right? This is part of intelligence, that we recognize boundaries. If somebody leaps off this building and says, I can fly, and he's not demonstrating intelligence, he's demonstrating stupidity, because he can't fly, he's going to die, right? So the issue of using of intelligence when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a limit to that. What is the limit? We are allowed to use our intelligence to satisfy ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. There's no problem with that. Use your intelligence to get this into your mind. Yes, there is God. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. Number one. Number two, we are allowed to use our intelligence to understand that Allah knows best. Right? It is intelligent to recognize the greater intelligence of somebody else. Take ta'ala Allah wa amthal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any examples we give. But take the examples that we use on a daily basis in our lives. You will not argue with the motor mechanic. No, I'm giving you a very basic example. You will not argue with the motor mechanic. Your car is, something is wrong with the car, you take it to the mechanic and you tell him, bhai, kya ho gaya, dekho. See, something is wrong with the car. And he will say, sahab, you have to change this bush and change this thing. You don't argue with him. Why this bush? Why not that bush? No, because you recognize the fact that in this field, he is your master. That he knows more about the car than you know, even though the car belongs to you, car does not belong to him. Right? And your car might be a very expensive car, which means that more than likely that motor mechanic can never own such a car because he does not make that kind of money which you make. Yet you will not argue with him. You will not tell him, do you know who I am? Do you know how much this car costs? Can you buy this car? How can I? Don't do all this. If you did that, then he will tell you, please buzz off. As far as I am concerned, I don't have time for you. And that would be right, right? Similarly, you will not argue with the electrician. You will not argue with the plumber. Yeah, you will not argue with the doctor. We do not argue with experts. Why? Because
Not because we have blind faith. No, we don't have blind faith. We recognize the expertise of the expert. It's not blind faith. It is faith with thinking. It's faith with intelligence. We recognize the expertise of the expert and we recognize our own limitations. And we say, in this area, I am not the expert. Right? Where it's your area, yes. But where it's not your area. Now, the same logic we apply and we should apply as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. We recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recognize that Allah is the creator, I am not the creator. So, if my creator told me something is good for me, then that is good for me, whether it makes sense to me or not. If the man says, change for such and such a part in the car, I must change that whether it makes sense to me or not. If the doctor says, go get this scan, I must get it done, whether it makes sense or not. Right, I mean, same logic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, pork is prohibited. Do not eat pork. These are universal laws. They have always been the same. They have never changed. People decided to change them. That's a different issue. Isa alayhi salam, for example, people say, Christians have eaten pork forever. They have not eaten pork forever. Isa alayhi salam never ate pork. Christians started eating pork several hundred years after Isa alayhi salam passed away, when they decided to change their religion. The Jews, who are on the same food laws as the Christians, do not eat pork till today. So, where is the question of saying Christians always eat? They did not eat, always eat pork. And the logic which is given, no, the olden days, pigs were dirty and they used to eat dirty stuff. Believe me, if you raised a pig in sterile, inside an operating theater, in sterile conditions, and fed this pig only on rose petals and nectar, and bathed that pig every day and massaged it with rose water, it would still be haram. It's nothing to do with the food the pig is eating or where it is living or whether it's a white pig or a black pig. It makes no difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, pork is haram, so pork is haram. Khalas. Now, this is where the issue of logic with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zat, who is Allah, what is Allah, so on and so forth, as well as his ahkam, as well as his direct orders is concerned. The intelligent person knows where to, knows his or her own boundaries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain things haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all kinds of intoxication haram. He made, liquor haram and so on and so forth. And the basic principle in Islam is if something is haram, then everything associated with it is also haram. So, if pork is haram, raising pigs is also haram, having a slaughterhouse is haram, carrying, transporting pigs is haram, everything to do with that is haram. Using pigskin shoes and handbags and all of this stuff, you are not eating the handbag, but it is haram because it is associated with that, right? Dealing with that is haram. If somebody says, rent me your land, I want to set up a pig farm. Sorry, it can't be done because this is haram. We can't do that. If somebody says, no, just set up a pig farm here and on the side of it, we will also have a vegetable garden and, we will only use the vegetables, but people will come to the pig farm. They will also buy your vegetables. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. If that doesn't work like that, tell me how you can have a restaurant or a hotel with a bar in it. And then some scholar for dollars gives you a fatwa to say, that is okay as long as you are not taking the income from the bar. How is it jaiz? Please tell me, explain that to me. How is it jaiz? You are having that bar in order to attract people to your restaurant. And then you tell me you have no connection with the bar because you are not taking that income. Who are we fooling? Now, we want to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentioned this. Allah mentioned this, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They try to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they do not fool anyone except themselves, and even that they are not aware of. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضَ. Allah said, in their heart is a disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah will increase this disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And for them there is a grievous punishment because they are liars. I remind myself and you, let us not be branded as liars before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our logic, alhamdulillah, by all means use it. Allah gave us brains for them to be used. and use them correctly. Recognize boundaries. Understand that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for us is the best for us. Whether it makes, within quotes, sense or not doesn't matter. Because if our sense has been curdled by shaitan, then good things will not make sense. So leave that sense bit out. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something is good, inshaAllah, alhamdulillah, it is good. And if Allah said something is bad, then definitely it is bad. There is no two ways about that. And if somebody brings logic into that, then this is the logic of shaitan. Why shaitan also did exactly the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned sajda to Adam alayhi salam, shaitan used logic. And ended up in the Jahannam. Final point to close this. The best, in my view, the best subut and the best proof and the best dalil from the Quran as far as this principle which I am saying, which is what Allah said is correct, irrespective of logic, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made interest haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these people, they say, al-bay mislu riba. They say that trade is like interest. Right? People say trade is like interest. But what did Allah say? Allah said, ahallallahu al-baya wa harrama al-riba. Allah has made trade halal and He has made riba haram. Inshallah, we'll talk more about this in more detail because this should do justice to this. But for today, this is enough. Just think about this one ayat or piece of an ayat. Ahallallahu al-riba, ahallallahu al-baya. وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah said, Allah has made trade halal and riba haram. Allah did not give reasons for any of this. He said, it is halal. Why? Because I say so. Go figure. Why? Because I say so. Khalas. You like it, you don't like it, take it, leave it, whatever you want. And one day you face me. But why is it halal? Because I say so. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk more about this. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ اللَّهِ.